This program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The hour of 12 noon, the day after. Yeah, imagine if you will. That's right. Trying to do a little refresher here from Good Morning Vietnam. For those of you who watched that movie, you know where I was going with it. We are reaching out to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Hopefully we're going to get him on here soon. But in the meantime, we are still watching what is going on in the races. It's a nail biter because of the fact that we know that the House has already been overrun with the GOP. And the objective is to get the majority. Right now, the Republicans are up one in the Senate, according to projections. But the big problem everybody has, these people that get elected that have been responsible for our economic disaster that we've had in this country, that's a big problem, because people keep voting these people into office, and then they sit there and wonder why they're paying more at the gas pump and why they're paying more in the grocery store. I know there's a gentleman on the phone right here that President Reagan appointed as Assistant Secretary to the Treasury for Economic Policy. And you would think, as somebody as renowned as Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who we have with us on the show, welcome, sir. I know you probably have been scratching your head figuring out what this administration is trying to do.
Well, I'm actually puzzled by the election outcome.
Me too. I'd love to hear your take on it, seriously.
Well, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, does it? Because, for example, we have a high level of crime. We have record inflation. We have record illegal immigration. We have the school boards, at least in the Democratic cities, forcing transgenderism and critical race theory on children. We have some of the Democratic candidates, including the one who won in Pennsylvania, who has more trouble speaking than President Biden, and he somehow wins. We've got record gasoline prices. You know, the food prices are up. We had all the vax mandates, the COVID lockdowns, and so on and so on. And we have almost an equal outcome in the election. What is really puzzling, if I can go on for a little bit.
Do so.
Well, there is a CNN report of their election polls, and they compare 2018 with the election that's just concluded, 2022. And what it shows is, what the exit polls show, and this is CNN reporting it, which is really strange, that every voting category, from women to the young to people of color to the elderly, switched substantially toward Republicans. So how could you have such a massive change by gender, for example? Here it is by gender. Women in 2018 gave Democrats a 19-point advantage. That shrank to 8 points. The Republican advantage in men rose from 4 points to 14. So where is there any Democratic showing in this by gender? None. By age, the very young, the 18-29, they gave the Democrats a 35-point advantage in 2018. This dropped to 28. The 30 to 34-year-olds gave the Democrats a 19-point advantage in 2018. This dropped to 4. So even among their own constituencies, they're dropping and losing. Then we look at race, ethnicity, gender. We see that among white women, the Republicans gained 8 points. Among black women, Democrats lost 7 points. On black men, they lost 11 points. Latinas, they lost 14 points. In other words, the Democrats are losing across the board. So how do we have a close election? The same for the urban and rural areas. All of the voting for Democrats is down. The Republican votes are up. This is according to exit polls that CNN publishes. The same by race, however you look at it. So this is a real mystery how the Democrats can lose across the board and we can have an outcome that's essentially tied.
Well, the bigger problem I have is, Dr. Roberts, is your situation with Hochul in New York beating Zeldin like she did. When I see stuff like that going on, I'm like, do the people in New York love crime that much and just dismiss the fact that Lee Zeldin brought it up? And she goes, I don't know why that bothers you so much. And I'm like, it would bother you, Governor Hochul. It would bother you if somebody actually home invaded you and did something physically to you. It would bother you. And maybe then you would wake up and acknowledge it. But when you got somebody out there that's sitting there promoting the jab and mandating, you know, people get it and people are dropping dead, I've got to believe that this agenda that's being carried on since 2020 is as nefarious as the election itself. I can't see how we can have free and honest and fair elections, given the fact that Illinois is reporting cyber attacks. Maricopa is reporting tabulation problems with their machines. Now, I mean, I'm watching Fox and they're interviewing people in Maricopa County, showing how this machine works or doesn't work or how it's supposed to work and how it isn't working. You've got all these absentee ballots now they got to count. I mean, and then Biden gets on TV saying, oh, well, it's going to take several days, so you're just going to have to wait. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Free and fair elections? I'm not getting this. What do you think?
Well the Gateway Pundit reported today that in Detroit, the ballots were being collected long after the close of the legal deadline.
Oh, no.
They're bringing them. They have videos of trucks pulling up at 1:30 in the morning, unloading boxes of ballots through the back door. And the cutoff time was 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. And we have the other articles, of which you referred to, where the electronic election machines, we have failures in New Jersey, Arizona, Texas. I think what we have to confront is that in these Democratic cities, they have such total control. They can do whatever they want. There's no way to have a fair election. You can't have a fair election unless people believe in democracy. If they believe in power, then they're going to be sure the election returns them to power. And there's no way to monitor what goes on in these long-established, controlled Democratic cities. They're the power there. They can do and get away with what they want. It's the judges are Democratic. The prosecutors are Democratic. The city councils, the legislature, there's no way to monitor or control cheating. And so if we have to reconcile the outcome, which is essentially tied, with the exit polls, they don't reconcile. There's no way you can reconcile. What the exit polls show is the red wave. And this is on CNN. It's posted this morning, was updated at 10:49. So this isn't some, you know, this is CNN, who's for the Democrats.
You're right. And that's a problem.
They show this. Well, these exit polls are totally inconsistent with the vote count. So how do I know what's going on? I mean, there's no way we can find out, because nothing was done about the theft of the presidential election. So all the machinery is still there to do the same thing. And the trouble with Republicans is that they don't want the country embarrassed. Oh, if we say there's vote theft or there's they've stolen an election, it casts doubt on American integrity and the reputation of America. And so they get more involved in protecting the country's reputation than they do in protecting fair elections.
Well, that's all because, you know, we the people, I keep saying we got to stand up and start blowing up their phones and calling them on it, but they're not doing that. And it's like, okay, if what you say is true about 2018 and the fact that we're seeing the same results, because it always happens in opposing administrations, you know, whenever the administration is one party, they lose seats in the midterms. But now we're talking about something that actually affects Democrats, independents, and Republicans, and they're all saying the same thing, or at least a majority of them are, enough to influence this kind of scenario you're talking about. I am equally as surprised at the fact that you got people like Newty on camera saying, hey, it's going to be a red wave, and all of a sudden, it's not a red wave. Ooh, wonder what happened. And all of a sudden, because of our cynicism in being involved in all of this garbage we've been involved in for the last 2 years about this political infighting, we've got all these people now geared up with lawsuits, just sitting in the wings, waiting to start file lawsuits to challenge everything and his brother, and you know, throwing whatever it takes. We already know there's going to be a runoff in Georgia, and there may be in some other states as well. But you know, the bigger problem is, I think we the people know about election integrity very well, and I think a lot of Americans think they got screwed. And if we're going to have the same status quo for 2 years, I mean, you are you're the chairman of the Institute for Political Economy. I don't see anything good coming out of any of this economically. I mean, you were Treasury for Economic Policy in the Reagan administration, Assistant Secretary, and I got to wonder. And Reagan was all about supply side economics. And, you know, we were doing well during Republican administrations. And all of a sudden, as soon as Democrats come in and they just wreck everything and spend money like it's they're writing checks their body can't cash. And the Republicans, half the rhinos are going along with it. And it's like Washington needs an enema. I hate to say it, but I mean, I profess that, Dr. Roberts, I professed it ever since I took over on the show a year ago.
Yes. Well, I don't know which is worse, that the election was stolen or that the American voting public are so insouciant, so unaware, that they return the party to power that's caused all the problems that they've been complaining about. The people aren't happy with the lockdowns, the mandates, with the prosecutions of Trump supporters. There's so much that's gone wrong, and yet it doesn't show up in an election. So it either means the people are just insensitive and unaware and don't connect the troubles with the ruling power, the Democrats, or the election was stolen again. I mean, it has to be one or the other. And which is worse? Yeah. That the people, is it worse that the election is stolen, or is it worse that the American people don't have any sense and can't even vote their own interest? If they can't even vote their own interest, then that's even worse than to say there's a stolen election. So I can't be happy about this.
No, however, I totally agree. I totally agree with you, sir. I really do. I totally agree with you. Every single thing you've said so far, total agreement. The thing, how can you have a country full of stupid people and have any kind of civility? I mean, you look at what's going on social media and how much people are bashing each other, and you would think, based on what you said, that now you're finally given a chance to vote, and even if it's for the lesser of two evils, to try to straighten things out. You're given the opportunity, and you go out and do this. I think the latter of the two, as far as the election integrity, I think that's what's really at issue here.
Well, I want to come back to the CNN report on their own exit polls. And the exit polls that CNN reports indicate there's no possible way the Democrats could have won anything because the proportion of people in every category that voted for Democrat went down. And the last election was close. So if the proportion has gone down from the last close election for the Democrats, then you would expect the red wave. That's what CNN's exit polls show. So that means the election was stolen. I don't see how it can mean anything else. You might want to look that up. It's probably worth an entire program, just you going through all of these numbers and the diagrams that CNN provides. As I read it, it shows it was utterly impossible for the Democrats to win because they lost votes in every category, the young, the blacks, the women, everything. So how did they win? It's not like they had any huge majorities last time. It was very, very close. It was contested all across the board.
Well, that's one of those things that, you know, I kind of have to always look back at what history has shown us. And I mean, if they did it once in 2020 and the courts and everybody threw up the gauntlet and said, nope, you're not bringing it. You don't have enough evidence. Well, they won't even let us get to the evidence. Well, if they don't let you get to the evidence and they don't want to answer any questions and they just want to say, hey, you'll have to take our word for it. It's what we the people wanted. We the people want communism in this country. I don't think so, because that is the only place I see where we're headed right now is, you know, because Marxism and socialism give way to communism down the road. I mean, that's just the way it works. We get rid of individualism. We get rid of capitalism. Replace it with collectivism. Next thing you know, everybody's dependent on the government for a handout. We're already halfway there. And now you've got the government giving billions and billions of dollars to Ukraine in this ever-widening war. I mean, I see a world war. Even Trump said he sees World War III happening if this continues on this path.
Well, you've described it. I actually think that what's happening to us is worse than communism. It appears to me, or the Democrats have convinced me, that they are an anti-white party. They don't like white people. White people are white supremacists. They're racist. This is the whole message of critical race theory that they're teaching the kids in the school. It's the whole message of the New York Times 1619 project, that white people are racist. It's in their genes. So white people are demonized. And this is the majority population. So how do you have a country where the majority population is demonized?
And they're sick and tired of it.
Demonized in the universities. And you can't even attend a rally for a president without being arrested as a domestic extremist or an insurrectionist. This is a this is a serious thing, and merit is gone. The nothing goes by merit now. It goes by if you are a privileged person who can claim to be offended. If you look at the appointments in the Biden administration, there are not any white males there. They're sexual perverts. They're women. They're people of color. But we can't claim that we're discriminated against because we're not covered by that blanket. So you can say anything you want about a white person. Oh, we're all aversive racists, but we can't complain. We can't say I'm offended and have somebody who calls us names investigated for a hate crime. It's all right to have hate crimes against white people. You know, this is a situation comparable to the one the Jews were in during the 1930s in Germany. They're demonized. So first you demonize people, and then you move against them in other ways. This is a serious situation. I don't think people are aware of it. But if you think about it, the whole position of the Democratic Party, the New York Times, is that white people are guilty. They're racist. And this deprives them of rights and consideration. And they have to accept that appointments and promotions aren't made on merit. It's a form of exacting vengeance for our sins against people in the past. So you have the majority population demonized. So what is the country? I mean,
it's a big problem because of the fact that, you know, we were supposed to have equal protection under the law the last time I checked under the Constitution. You know, it doesn't seem to be working that way when you got a weaponized DOJ. And for those of you white supremacists and those of you people who are now in the minority, probably if you're white, the phone lines are open at 844-769-2944. If you have any phone, if you have any complaints, you can call up on this show, because until they ban freedom of speech and the actual killing starts. Oh, wait a minute. We already have that with the COVID jabs. We're coming up to the break right now with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Hopefully, sir, you're going to stay on because we got another half hour. I want to pick your brain some more, if you don't mind. You're a great guy. I love having you on the show. Folks, we're going to be back after this break here on the Power Hour with Dave Krieger. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. J.P. Morgan recently warned investors of an economic hurricane heading our way. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. 800-200-4653.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon, the day after. Whoo, the day after. Oh, my God, the day after. What can I say? We've got Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. He, by the way, I don't know if you know, this gentleman's got a history besides being the associate editor and columnist for The Wall Street Journal. and columnist for Business Week and Scripps Howard News Service. He was a nationally syndicated columnist for Creator Syndicate in L.A. In 92, he got the Warren Brooks Award for Excellence in Journalism. So, I mean, here's somebody that studied the media, just like Carrie Lake. I mean, I love the way she's taken the media on, but she's trailing, and there's not even all the vote counted. We've got all this, what looks like, with Katie Hobbs. Oh, well, I'm the Secretary of State, so I get to be in charge of the elections. You know, and then it's like, wait a minute, don't you think you should recuse yourself given the fact that you're running for governor and you're the Secretary of State? What's wrong with this picture? Have we been overthrown, literally, Dr. Roberts? I'm glad you came. Folks, if you want to call and chime in on this and you got any questions, Dr. Roberts, I'm sure with his affiliation with the Reagan administration, everything is Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Economic Policy. He certainly would be one that you could ask questions to as to what the hell's happening in this country and are we going down the toilet? Should we be prepared for another civil war? I mean, what are they doing here? 844-769-2944. Has the U.S. been overthrown? I mean, is this a sign? Stolen elections again?
I think we have been overthrown, and not necessarily only through stolen elections. It's the ideas that are now taught in the schools and in the universities. I think we've lost a couple of generations to indoctrination in the universities. And the indoctrination is anti-American because the United States is, like I said, it's held to be a racist country. It's held to be exploitative of people of color. Just about any of our successes have been reinterpreted as wrongdoing. The founding fathers are demonized as racists. Statues are taken down. So the sort of attack on Western civilization in the school systems, particularly the universities and now in the grade schools, this has been going on for about two generations. And it has the effect of eroding the belief of the people in themselves and in their country. And so in that sense, I think, yes, we've been overthrown. What do you do? How do you correct that? If you've got the college, the age of university professors or all these people who have already gone through the indoctrination. So how do you get a new supply of people who believe in the country, who believe in themselves, who don't believe all this woke propaganda? Where do they come from? How do you produce them? How do you replace the people who have indoctrinated the population against itself? How do you replace those people? So I think it's a very serious situation.
Well, it is. And then when you've got this example from 2020, March 17th forward, they've been arresting even ministers for holding church services. And, you know, people like DeSantis finally realized, hey, you know what? This is not working. And then Deborah Birx lies to Trump, as does Fauci. Nobody's being held accountable. We are allowed to be attacked by a bioweapon. And all the doctors I've had on the show say, you know, at least the majority of them I've talked to either have come out directly and said it or intimated it, that this is a way to depopulate the United States, because then what do we have, a whole country full of stupid people that can't think for themselves? I don't get this. Patrice in Ohio, you're on the phone with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Go ahead.
I think it's all, again, about false authority. Fauci coming out, all these people trying to say that, hey, they're not accountable and they're not responsible. Yeah, because it's false authority.
I think you're talking about color of law, right? Yeah. They're operating under color of law, falsely, of course. We know that. We've always known that, right?
Yeah, but we got to call it out. We got to stand up and say, no, that's what DeSantis was doing. He wasn't letting people dictate how he's going to run his state. That's what you got to do.
Well, what do you think, Dr. Roberts?
We had a chance in this election, and apparently we didn't do it. or else they stole it. And if they stole it,
well, they always are going to try and steal it. Well, something makes me think that DeSantis had enough people in place where they didn't even dare try to steal it.
Well, I know that he booted the DOJ out and said, you're not going to come in here, because how do we know the DOJ wasn't sending monitors in there to interfere with the elections? We don't. I mean, they weaponized the DOJ. What's to stop them from messing with the elections? That's why DeSantis said, you're not coming down here. It's against Florida law. Cole County, Missouri said the same thing in Jeff City.
Yeah, but Dave, if you remember, that guy tried to pull false authority, like DeSantis couldn't kick him out.
It's a craziness, isn't it?
It's put up or shut up. No, it's if we let them get away with it's if you let someone say a lie and they get away with it, then the lie becomes the truth. You got to stop it right dead in its tracks and redirect and correct.
Makes sense to me, Patrice.
Yes, I think she's correct.
That's the only way you're going to do it.
Yep. Dr. Paul agrees with you.
You see,
the real problem, a real serious part of the problem, is we no longer have a media. In 1999, I think it was, the Clinton administration let six mega companies concentrate thousands of media companies into six hands, so that now 90% of the media is concentrated in the hands of six mega companies. So there's no longer an independent media. There's no watchdog media. The media speaks with one voice, and it's the voice of whatever the establishment agenda is. So there's no one to call them out and to put pressure on them. And so they have the media, and the media says, if you raise a question about the election, we're going to deprogram you. We're going to deplatform you. You are causing misinformation. And the Department of Justice and the Homeland Security say, this is a threat to democracy. You're challenging the integrity of elections. So you are a domestic terrorist. So they've got it kind of rigged. That's what I was saying. The population essentially is demonized and can't express itself.
Yeah, but we're allowed to exercise our constitutional rights. And you got to take it all the way to the top.
Dr. Roberts is saying, not really, Patrice. You know, if you're not allowed, if this is what's going on and what Dr. Roberts is saying is true, and these elections are again all of a sudden appearing nefarious, and all of what he has been talking about in this last segment has been what they're saying, even on CNN, and the results are not bearing out at the polls, which means somebody's either padding the numbers. We've got a situation right now, even up in Michigan, where the Democrats have taken control of both their House and Senate. And Patrice, I appreciate your call. We got Victor in Michigan right now. What do you think about those results, Victor?
Well, they're consistent with going back to the 80s with the Collier Brothers vote scam, the League of Women Voters. And then, of course, the introduction of Diebold, hackingdemocracy.com, Bev Harris and her crew of tech people who have proved how enormously simplistic it is for an intelligent hacker to alter the outcome and make it appear as though, it's really close. It's a really close call, all that. Previously, I distinctly recall in 2020, initially it came out that there was some 9,000 affidavit deposition observers declaring chicanery, corruption in the election system. 9,000 affidavits. Okay, so Dominion, Sequoia, Diebold, and then there was some revelation about some corporate entity in Spain involved in election tabulation. And don't forget, when I read the Federal Charter, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 2, it's a one-liner. Borrow money on the credit of the United States. So this is 1787, and credit is fully established. The United States is actually described as a corporate entity. Corporate entities have credit ratings, don't they? Corporate entities borrow money. In the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, Section 16 describes the purpose of that act is to establish an elastic currency for rediscounting commercial paper, etc., and people in possession of Federal Reserve notes are actually Federal Reserve banks. So, yeah.
All right. So what's your point, Victor? I know you got a question for Dr. Roberts. This guy already knows all about that because he was Assistant Secretary of the Treasury under Reagan for economic policy. So, you know, and everybody loved Reagan and everybody loved supply side economics. And if anybody knows exactly what you're alluding to, it's Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, which is why we have him on the show. So do you have a finite question you would like to have answered that this guy probably knows the inside to?
So, why is it, Dr. Roberts, that with all the knowledge that has come out regarding the Fed Res being a private corporation with no reserves, they create so-called money or currency out of there's no substantive surety collateral. Well, wait a minute. There is. Isn't it true that the original birth record and bonds that are created and then floated, traded on Wall Street daily is the surety collateral for the Federal Reserve Bank notes as opposed to U.S. Treasury notes that, according to let's see, this was called, I wish the doctor would view this. This David Merrill on YouTube, it's entitled Federal Reserve Act 1913, Your Remedy in Law. Federal Reserve Act 1913, Your Remedy in Law. David Merrill successfully prosecuted Fed Res in 1978 to force disclosure on what I've already said. So,
okay. Did you want Dr. Roberts' take on this? I'm going to, we'll just stop there because I mean, you've given him a multifaceted question and a lot of it, Victor, has to do with stuff that a lot of our listeners are probably very well aware of, but I appreciate that. And we're writing down and making note of the video that you just mentioned with Dr. Merrill. Do you know about that video, Dr. Roberts? Are you aware of that video?
The Federal Reserve was created by the big New York banks for the purpose of protecting the big New York banks from their own speculations so that when they got themselves in trouble, there was someone there to bail them out. That's the function and the reason for the Fed's creation is to protect the New York banks from their own mistakes. The situation has gotten worse through time because the regulatory impetus of the progressive age, which was to constrain monopoly, to keep commercial banks and investment banks separated. We had all this legislation on the books. But with the advent of globalism, the argument became, oh, we can't compete unless we're gigantic, so we have to stop enforcing the antitrust laws. We have to stop regulating the banks. And so we got rid of the Glass-Steagall, and now we let the banks become bigger and more powerful. And now they are said to be too big to fail.
Well, they're securitizing paper, too.
Which means, of course, that they are the responsibility of the Federal Reserve to make sure that they're always protected. And so the whole impetus, the whole approach, the whole way of thinking has been subverted and changed. And it was done in large part because, oh, how can we win financially in global competition? We have to have the biggest banks. So it's part of the American hegemonic thrust, you know, just as we try to impose our hegemony on Russia and China and Europe, we do the same thing with our financial institutions. So once we succumbed to globalism, that was the end of any way of controlling financial monopolies. And so they operate with impunity, and they can't fail because the Fed's there to make sure they have whatever money they need. You know, all of the money that the Fed printed for the last 12 years, that was to keep the banks solvent. So you have public policy serving a handful of banks, not the public. It's really that simple. So we can move on.
Yeah, that very well put there. And I mean, that's a long-winded question there that Victor had. And I'll tell you, we appreciate your call. But, you know, when we were talking about, you know, races like Fetternek, you know, how you could win something. There you go. That's what I was doing right there. All those people that voted for Fetternek, you know, you people out there, I'm telling you, I don't understand why you would vote for somebody that wants to let all the criminals out of prison. You know, unless he's one himself, you know, because it takes one to know one. You know, why you would let murderers out of prison is beyond me. The logic, it isn't there. And the guy had a stroke, and even Fox News had Dr. Mark Siegel on, and he said, look, the idea that this guy might stroke out in office is very good. The chances are very good. Who's going to replace him? Another Democrat, of course. They don't care. I mean, when you get Joe Biden going to Pennsylvania going, hey, buddy, don't worry about that. Don't worry. You're in. It's a shoo-in. You know something weird is going to happen. And see, you know, people who voted for Oz and people that look at this whole situation across the country and what's going on right now in these races that are too close to call, how can America embrace communism? I guess, you know, finally, we've got like 5 minutes left, Dr. Roberts. How do we bounce back, or do we bounce back? I mean, everybody's stocking up on food, guns, and ammo right now that I know of. A majority of people are prepping like fiends. There are more and more articles about how to prep more successfully, because we even have an argument for food storage long term, because we have food storage sponsors, and people are saying, look, if you buy now, you're going to buy cheaper than what it's going to cost you down the road, especially in times of crisis when everything goes up in price. And look at all the percentages of money you're saving doing that. And so, I mean, there's this mindset right now that we, the people, all of a sudden, and to the democracy for which it stands, because I served during NAM, and I'm telling you, I don't understand, one, why we were even there, and two, why this country is tolerating the kind of garbage they're tolerating now, and why we're not in the middle of a civil war. What do you see on the horizon?
Well, what I see is another problem with the vote outcome, because as you say, you've got all these people prepping. That's people who are not satisfied. So why would they vote for the party in power?
I get that.
Why are they prepping? Why are they prepping? They don't trust the food supply, for example. Well, if you don't trust the food supply, that is a direct threat to everybody. So why go vote for Biden? Democrats, the lockdowns, the sanctions, this is the reason for the inflation. This is the reason for the threats to the food supply. So once again, the attitudes of the people don't reconcile with the vote outcome. You've just shown me again. I mean, if people were content, why would they be prepping? You prep when you're worried, you're scared, you think it's over. You have to be prepared. You can't rely on government. You can't rely on public institutions. So you prep. Well, if you have that attitude, you're certainly not going to vote Democrat. So again, I think what you're saying, it indicates there's something seriously wrong with the vote count. They've stolen it again. It's not consistent, just like the CNN report on its own exit polls. It's not consistent with the vote outcome. So, but will anything be done? No. And not just because of Rhino Republicans, but the media, anyone who raises the question, the media will say it's misinformation. And Homeland Security and the DOJ will say it's you're a domestic terrorist. You're endangering democracy by questioning it. And those people are in office two more years, the administration, regardless of what happens in the Congress. And it doesn't look like much of any good is going to happen in the Congress. Maybe the House will end up in the Republicans' hands, but they can make issues, but they like the power. They lack the power to do any kind of accountability or enforcement. So, I think it's a very, very bad situation for the country that this election should have put control of the House and the Senate clearly, strongly in the hands of the Republicans just because of the reaction to the Democrats.
Makes sense. You know, let the lawsuits begin, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Let the lawsuits begin because you know they're gearing up for it. We appreciate your time, sir. We're so out of time. I wish I could keep you on a whole nother hour. You're a great guy. I love you. We're going to have you back on the show again. And we appreciate it. Down the road, we're going to get into some more economic detail because I know you've got that all up in here and you're dying to share it with us again. We're done for today, folks. I'm sorry that this election appears stolen. Let it be said, we said it here first on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. We'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America, a constitutional republic, not a democracy. See you tomorrow.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.